Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Victoria Richards, and she is the CEO of a company that's called the Physicians Institute and Vital Frequency Clinic. She has a very diverse background, and I'm just myself sitting on pins and needles to talk with her. So if you're still with us, Victoria, hello.
Hello, I'm happy and I'm still here with you.
Share with us a little bit about yourself and, you know, how you came to be such an influential individual in this drug-free, pain-free treatment.
Well, it's been a really long journey, a little more than 30 years.
Your life began there.
It began there, yes it did. Well, I started out in traditional medicine and a series of things in life led me to another direction, and I took more of a horizontal approach to education,
mm-hmm.
and I ended up studying with some of the top experts in the world. When people have issues, it has always felt like it was important to me to find the solutions, and one thing would lead to another. I started out when I was in Austin, a lot of my colleagues were herbalists, Chinese doctors, acupuncturists, chiropractors. And at one point in time, they called me and said that their building had been shut down by the State Board of Health as a sick building.
Uh-oh.
And they were panicking. They didn't know where to get an office space. And that was the beginning of the first technology that I developed for air sterilization.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that their building had been filled with black mold. So the irony was that these specialists were the type of doctors who could treat people that no one else could help. And so they would fly in from all over the United States, and then they were sitting in a waiting room filled with black mold. So that started the direction for me in air sterilization. And when I was doing the product development for the fuels that go into these catalytic units,
mm-hmm.
I realized that I needed really potent medicinal-grade compounds so that when the air was being sterilized, you also got the performance formula of whether it was stress relief, the ability to sleep, brain function, all of those things. So I developed several formulas and tested them on a cross-section of people who had really severe symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And when each of the formulas worked so well, when I told people, no, I'm not really making formulas, I'm making this for the fuel that goes in these diffusers. And they demanded, no, we have to have these formulas. So then I was also in the formula business, and so it went. So my life has taken many little steps that keep turning around another corner, and here I am again.
That's
so
awesome.
I was featured on ABC News a few years back with a technology that what I thought I had discovered was the repair for hormonal weight gain. I had no idea the effects of the repair throughout the body that were going to occur. And people would call me up and say, my fibromyalgia is gone. My blood pressure and triglycerides, cholesterol is all normal. How is this happening? And frankly, I'd say, I have no idea. I thought I discovered the cure for hormonal weight gain. And exactly. So, you know, I'm a willing conduit. And when people have issues, I'm happy to do the research and share. So I went back to the research and really looked to see, why are all of these people's bodies healing from everything? You know, I had no idea. And when I really discovered the true mechanism of what was working with this auricular treatment. It's a combination of a special protocol that is a type of acupressure, and I do a treatment to these titanium points before they're applied to the ear. When that's combined with these therapeutic compounds, it creates this body-wide effect. And it's stimulating and exciting the receptor sites on the cells. It's detoxifying the body. And it's reducing stress on the sympathetic nervous system. So it started to make sense to me. Well, you know, the body has these built-in programs to repair itself if we give it even a chance. So once I realized what was really happening, it made perfect sense to me. And we were featured on ABC News with this technology, and it was quite an interesting ride. We received over 10,000 calls the first 72 hours. People called 24 hours a day. And I believe that's true because at the heart level, when people hear the truth, they just know. They don't know why. They just know that will help them. And we were able to help thousands of people. Many of those people are still, 5 years later, symptom-free and medication-free. And these
and they don't have to come back for any more treatments?
They don't have to come back. A lot of people will do some of the treatments that we do as a maintenance instead of or along with their exercise program and yoga and, you know, the healthy things that they do in life.
Mm-hmm.
But recently we've set up clinical trials for the most resistant cases of RSD, fibromyalgia, long-term chronic pain, arthritis, and doctors are finally referring their most difficult clients to us and patients to us.
Wow.
And
you answered a question that I had gotten from about five people so far. Will it help with RSD?
Absolutely. One of the people in the recent trials, this poor woman, oh my gosh, this woman, my heart just went out to her. Over 22 years, mm-hmm. she suffered with RSD, along with several other
mm-hmm.
issues. She had multiple surgeries that went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first person to have a surgically implanted spinal stimulator from the top of her head to her tailbone. Yes. And hers went quite badly. She
mm-hmm.
ended up having to fly to South Africa to have it removed. Now, this woman, unfortunately for her, the timing was such that she is dark-skinned,
mm-hmm.
and she had, of course, had her head shaved, so she was
mm-hmm.
wearing a scarf over her head.
Mm-hmm.
And every time she walked into a store or through any type of alarm system, everything went off. Her life was truly a living hell.
Mm-hmm.
And this woman suffered. She's had everything from ganglion blocks,
mm-hmm.
facet blocks, every type of treatment, and nothing helped her.
Right.
She left the first treatment completely pain-free. She was treated five times total. And by the third treatment, she said, "This really does work, doesn't it?" I said, "Of course it does. You leave the treatment pain-free. How is it that you're questioning?" And she said, "The crazy thing about RSD is that sometimes you think you're crazy. Sometimes, and I don't know if it's from the medication, but you don't know if you really trust what you're experiencing."
Mm-hmm.
And we've treated people who have had 30-year severe chronic pain. One man, his video is on the website. He, for over 20 years, he was taking 200 milligrams of morphine, 7 hydrocodone a day, just to stay alive.
Oh.
And after 2 hours, the first hour, I always spend educating people, but after an hour of treatment, he was pain-free. It was so amazing because, you know, his wife is crying, his daughter's crying, he's laughing, he's walking around saying, "This is unbelievable. I cannot believe that I'm not in pain."
I can so feel it. I mean, I'm just getting chilly bumps. You know how you do, just like, there's Daisy in the chat room wants to know, what about helping of gastroparesis.
Of course. Here's the reason that it works, no matter what the issue is that a person has. People say to me, when I presented to Texas Medical Association a few years back, and
Texas.
I just have to say that at that point in time, the majority of the doctors were not open to drug-free options.
Right.
There were a few Indian doctors. There were a few doctors who had grown up in Mexico. And just with their culture, they were more open to the concept. And the bottom line is that the body has built-in programs to repair itself.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the three things that maintain chronic disease patterns, which is stress, toxicity, and low-frequency vibration, if you alter, reduce, or eliminate any of those three things, the body then has more resources available to do what it's built to do, which is repair itself.
Right.
So often along the way, we're the last step. They've had all the surgeries, they've done all the chemo, nothing's working, they've been sent home to die.
What about MS?
Absolutely.
Ooh, secret.
It's so amazing with MS. Again, this is a systemic kind of issue.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what's new in neuroscience. You know, years ago, the old model was you have the synapse and the pathway, and there's a stimulation, and it goes across this straight line and connects to a receptor that's nearby.
Mm-hmm.
What they have discovered, and actually a lot of this work started back in the 70s with Dr. Bruce Lipton, Candace Pert, Michael Ruff.
Okay.
What they've discovered is that it's the cell, the main brain or control center of the cell is not the nucleus of the cell, it's the membrane. And the neuropeptides, these amazing chemicals in the body, it's the body's natural morphine, and these emotion-changing peptides bind with this little lock and key. The lock and key part is still true.
Mm-hmm.
On each of your cells, you have millions of receptor sites. And for each molecule of emotion, say, you know, a happy emotion, there might be 200,000 to 300,000 receptor sites on each cell that has a little keyhole for that.
Mm-hmm.
The receptor that matches that neuropeptide instantly binds with it. Well, here's the new news. It's not that little straight line lock and key pathway. What they've discovered is that it's more like wireless. So when you have a happy emotion or you are feeling good, it's not just a receptor and a peptide in your brain. It's every single cell in your body gets the information instantly, wirelessly throughout your whole body.
Like your own built-in Wi-Fi.
Absolutely. That's exactly it.
Wow.
And so sometimes people can completely repair their body with one of the technologies because it's detoxification. It's powerful yet gentle detoxification. Well, you're taking toxicity out of the picture. Sometimes it's raising that vibration. Maybe they have been very depressed. They've been down for so long. All of their physicians, of course, by law, to protect themselves from lawsuits, tell them every possible thing that can go wrong.
Right.
Well, exactly. They do that because they're supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that the subconscious brain takes the information from this authority, right, their doctor,
mm-hmm.
and whatever the doctor says, he's just telling them all the things that could go wrong. Their brain hears, oh, my God, this is going to happen and this and this and this. So the subconscious brain, which is the brain for the body, creates
mm-hmm.
those effects happening. So without knowing it, they actually are giving that patient a sentence, and so their body just responds. And when they've been in that low place, they have low energy, they're exhausted, they're in pain. When a person has chronic pain, it's like sticking your finger in a light socket, and
mm-hmm.
your body is not meant to suffer with that kind of agony.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had people call me to say, my husband, he's in so much pain, he's suicidal. He's a pastor of our church. And I said, well, of course he's suicidal. Stick your finger in the outlet and see how long you can stand that.
Exactly.
We're not meant to suffer in pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the technology, the way the pain elimination technology works is that we affect change in all three of those levels. The first thing that we do is we turn off stress. we remove the stress signals that's in the body circuitry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my analogy is, how easy is it for you to learn if you're sitting at a frat party? Well, it's pretty hard. You can study for the test and you might pick up a few things, but you're probably not going to really learn well, right?
True.
So the first thing we do is we turn off all the noise.
That's what happened to me.
That's what happened to me.
Yes, that was it, see?
Oh, man.
So we turn off all the noise, and generally at that point, people go into this deep coma-type power nap.
Mm-hmm.
And once we've turned off all the stress in the circuitry, we can then start teaching the body a new energetic habit pattern. Because chronic pain is very different than acute pain. If somebody
Correct.
Just hurt their knee, that's a good thing. It should
mm-hmm.
be in pain so that you'll stop walking, right?
Yes, exactly.
But when you have gone through the process, you've had the surgery, the tissue has healed, the bone has mended, and they say, we don't know why you're still in pain. Here, let us give you this prescription.
Mm-hmm.
What has happened is the brain, in its efficiency mode, automates everything.
Right.
It's neuroplasticity. It learns this pattern, and it just plays it every day, just like a program running in the background of your computer.
Right.
So once we've turned that noise down, and then we've strengthened all the circuits that have been depleted, you know, once a person has been in pain a really long time, they're exhausted because it takes all the body resources just to try to allow you to deal with the pain.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, when you're having a painful experience, the body goes into fight or flight.
Yes.
When that happens, so many things occur. You know, your body doesn't know the difference. Your brain doesn't know the difference between I'm being chased by this predatory animal or I'm in pain or I'm late for my meeting.
Right.
It triggers this fight or flight, which then shuts down all of the systems that are not important if you're being chased by a predator.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need digestion. You don't need sexual function. The liver has to take over for the kidneys, so it stops metabolizing fat, which is why people gain weight when they're under stress or sick. Oh, yes.
I love that explanation.
Yes. And so the kidneys go offline. Mm-hmm. There are so many things that basically turn down or shut down so that those vital resources can go to the arms so you can fight, the legs so you can run, the lungs so you can breathe fast enough and scream loudly.
Right.
I do have a couple of questions for you,
if you're ready.
Sure.
What if you've had a nerve removed and have you had anybody not get better?
So I worked with a woman not long ago who, after cancer, had a large section of her arm removed.
Mm-hmm.
And her concern, although she understood what I was telling her about the circuitry, about how the body can repair, say, when a person has their gallbladder removed, which is, you know, a common thing today.
Right.
You still have the circuitry for the gallbladder.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the organ itself. It's not just the nerve itself, because there's more circuitry than just nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the treatments that we perform do affect spinal nerves, dermatomes, which are the nerves at the level of the skin, the meridians, which mm-hmm. Western medicine doesn't necessarily recognize the meridian, but they do recognize that if you put an acupuncture needle in the acupuncture point of the meridian, that it stimulates endorphins.
Exactly.
So we're working on lots of different electrical systems. Your body has so many different electrical systems.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is, when you turn off the stress, turn down the noise, then you strengthen those systems again, and you teach the body a new pattern. I've been to so many conferences where I've worked on doctors who were in pain. I now have this technology is now in 3 other countries just because the doctors were at the same conference with me, and somebody told me they were in pain, and here we are in the middle of the hallway. And they say, oh, you have to work on this man. He can't sit or stand. He has to lay on the floor. Mm-hmm. And they bring him over to me, and he looks at me like, oh, roll, you know that guy eye roll?
Yes.
Where he looks at me and says, oh, like your voodoo is going to help me, right?
Right.
So I touched this man on his spine. Come to find out, he was walking below this commercial building, and this 2,000-pound structure was being pushed off the roof. They were doing renovation, and the contractors decided, well, why should we tear it apart and carry it down? Let's just push it off the roof, and we'll throw it in the dumpster from there. Well, he was walking, and this thing fell on him mid-stride. Mm. This man, needless to say, was in agony. He was scheduled to go overseas to have a surgery to sever his spinal nerves. He was in so much agony. And so I touch his spine with the pressure I would use on a newborn baby, and this man screams. And, of course, that drew a crowd. And within 5 minutes, he had no pain. And so these doctors are following me around. How did you do that? I have to know this. This is amazing. I know this man. I talked to him yesterday, and he is not the type who believes anything will help him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the technology is so effective because once we've done those things to prep the body to learn the new pattern, then we go in one by one, and we turn off every one of those pain signals. So let's say, for instance, you have a pain in your knee. And when we access very gently, we start at every single layer of the tissue. We access that pain at the first layer and then turn off as many as 50 triggers to that point. And those trigger points can be turned off all over the body. We might be working on a person's foot and turn off a signal in their neck. Everything's connected to everything. And once we've turned off all the pain signals at each layer, we go to the next one and then do the process all over again. When people leave the treatment table, they are out of pain. Partially out of pain is not acceptable to me, and I'm very type A.
Where does one have to go for treatment? I mean, I have MS, and I'd like to see if I could get some help.
At this point, I am starting to take the technology public, and we have a treatment center in Dallas, Texas.
Awesome. I go there all the time. You're only like 3 hours from me.
Excellent. Well, people come in, and they'll stay for 3 or 4 days, and in most cases, whatever is going on with them has been turned off, and the body learns the new pattern. So we want to get the word out to practitioners and doctors nationally because, you know, it works on everything. And I know that's my publisher says that's a sweeping statement. You can't say that. Well, you know, it does. It does for this reason. If you turn off stress, toxicity, and low frequency, the body cannot maintain the disease process because it's built to repair itself.
Right.
And it's so gentle. We work on newborn babies. We work on the elderly. There's nothing about it that feels other than, hey, I'm at the spa. It really feels like you're at the spa.
A couple of questions are coming in from not only the chat room with BTR, but I've got pop-ups that come in like all the time from everywhere. And there's a lot of questions about what kind of tools do you use?
Well, I have a few technologies that I've developed. One is a light frequency stimulation system that if you're familiar with some of the light therapy used by NASA, it's something like that on steroids.
Awesome.
I knew at one point, you know, the information comes to me in my meditation, it comes in my sleep. I just wake up knowing something, and then I find the scientists or the engineers to help me make what I see.
So you're drastically atypical.
Oh, yes. To put it mildly. I've been called intense, in other words. So I brought in some electrical engineers from Chicago, and we built this system. And, of course, this was that on the weekend, you know, they have real jobs. And so I worked them like dogs all weekend, all night long. And so they were completely stripped out. Literally, they were exhausted. And I said, oh, perfect. Let me test all of your circuits. Because just like a very well-trained acupuncturist, we have a way to test the circuitry in the body to tell us what's overloaded, what's stressed out, what's weak. And so I tested these people, and literally they were blown. Every circuit was blown. They were exhausted. Their body was just disintegrating.
So is that like when you take your car to a fix-it shop and they plug it into this computer that reads out what's going on with the car?
It works just like that.
Got it. Very precise.
It tells us about every single circuit in the body. So these people were a mess, which was perfect for my test.
Yeah.
And I put them under this treatment for 15 minutes. I didn't do anything else. Now, in our treatment process, we do all of the other things. But just this one treatment.
And this is the light
15 minutes.
Frequency.
This is the light frequency stimulation treatment. And which gives me just under 17 million frequencies from which to choose. And I change this throughout the process. It's amazing. People get off the table and they go, wow, it feels like I've been on vacation for weeks. And, of course, some of the young kids go, wow, that's better than drugs.
Better than drugs.
Yes, exactly. So once I tested them, after just a 15-minute treatment, all of their body circuitry reset. They tested strong, and it was amazing. So that's one of the technologies. The other one was the auricular treatment that was featured on ABC News. It had such an amazing effect. Of course, I thought it was for hormonal weight gain, but people who had 1 percentile Graves' disease, and people with Graves' disease, 1% of the population, not only has the destroyed thyroid, and often the protrusion of the eyes, the shape of the fingers change and the toes, but the ankles swell to the size of their thighs, and it looks like they've been beaten or in a car accident. It's like bruising and lesion. This woman who's, the video is actually on my website, but she had to take 50 steroid shots every 9 weeks just to be able to stand up. And this woman did this auricular treatment, and not only did she stop, she never had to have another injection. Her husband said when she had first been diagnosed, which was 10 years prior, he said every year it got worse, and it was to the point that it was like she was dead. He said, I would drag her out of the bed in the morning. She would go to work and barely function, come home at like 4 o'clock and say, I'm going to take a nap, and he'd have to get her out of bed in the morning again. And he said, we had no life. It was horrible. And now he describes her as a gnat on speed. And she has energy. She lost weight. Her brain function is sharp. You know, it's amazing because it allows the body to repair itself. We've had people with every type of issue. Bipolar disorder is one of the things that I've had so many doctors tell me, nothing really helps that. And I said, oh, my goodness, it happens so fast with these treatments that it's like, well, I had one friend of mine when I was in Atlanta. I recently just moved my labs and factory from Atlanta to Dallas, and this friend of mine had been bipolar all her life, severe depression, on meds. She called me and she said, this is the worst I've ever been, and I'm really scared. And I said, well, come over to the lab. Let me put this treatment on you. It can't hurt. So she called me the next day, and I said, well, how do you feel? She said, amazing, and I'm really scared. Well, at the time, I didn't realize the implications of feeling amazing really fast. But with bipolar disorder, it's that up and down roller coaster. And she was terrified that she was going to crash. And I said, no, I don't think so. Everything that I have seen so far shows me that the body maintains. And a week later, her boyfriend, now husband, said, in all the times I've known her, she has never stayed stable like this. And it just repairs. So, you know, the implications for the possibility for people to completely repair eating disorders, anxiety attacks, you know, all those things, eating disorders, it's not about food. It's about control.
Yeah.
It's a frequency. It's a circuitry issue. So many. Go ahead.
I've got a couple of other questions for you. What about autism, things of that nature, and is it sort of like, do you use laser type therapy as well?
I don't use laser. The effects that we've had with things like autism, Alzheimer's, the reason that the treatments are effective is that so much of those diseases are now finally, it's being published that it really has to do with toxicity. Mm. And I know there are a lot of people who will argue, no, it's genetic. Really, it's not.
No.
2%, maybe give or take, is genetic, but most of it has to do with chemical toxicity. And, you know, in order to have a drug approved, companies spend years testing the drugs. But anybody can put any kind of chemical toxin out there in,
mm-hmm.
you know, paint, construction materials,
mm-hmm.
just some of the, and I know a lot of people aren't going to like this, but some of the fragrance that people put in their homes, those plug-in things, and I'll probably get sued for this, but those plug-in things are toxic. Catalytic diffusion, which is my air sterilization system,
mm-hmm.
has been around for a couple hundred years. It was originally used to sterilize the air in hospitals and mortuaries. And back during one of the wars, most of the companies went out of business because they couldn't get the platinum, they couldn't get the resources to, you know, make the materials. And one company actually made it, and it was a French company, and people would use those air sterilizers with aroma chemicals in them. And for years, I never understood that. It made no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
The technology is the most efficient air sterilization system, and I've tested them all.
Yeah.
When people put aroma chemicals into those systems and they put that into the air, those aroma chemical molecules combine with other airborne contaminants and make something else. We don't know what that something else is, but certainly it's toxic. There was a show, I believe it was Montel Williams. He had Kelly Preston, who was talking about her son who had been so ill over and over, and they kept rushing him to the hospital, and nobody knew what it was. And because of their celebrity status,
mm-hmm.
they were allowed to do this questionnaire. And what they found was there was a whole ward of these children that had what they had called Kawasaki syndrome. They just didn't know how to fix it.
Oh,
and
wow.
So they did this form for all the parents. And the only item that had been checked by every parent was they had recently had their carpets cleaned. And where do kids play? On the floor.
Exactly.
There was another woman who, her husband was just about to have her institutionalized because she would continue to get sicker by the week. And she was a person who was out on the road doing sales.
Mm-hmm.
And so for efficiency's sake, on her last couple of days, she would have all of her dry cleaning done and then drive home so that she didn't have to wait until Monday morning for the dry cleaners to open to pick up her dry cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
mm-hmm.
what she didn't realize, you know, those of us who travel a lot know that if you put your suits in those plastic bags, they don't get nearly as wrinkled
That's
when you
right.
travel.
But
however, what she was doing was she still had the dry cleaning chemicals,
yeah.
and it was in her car. She was breathing it for hours. So she'd say her throat was closing up, she couldn't function, and she finally had to go sleep in her car. So her husband thought, and her doctor thought, she was losing her mind. She happened to hear a radio interview about some testing facility that was talking about toxicity. And she called them up. They told her, they tested her, and they said that it was amazing she was still alive. She had 100 times more toxic chemicals from dry cleaning materials than a person should be able to live through.
Oh, my
what,
God.
What she realized was that she had recently had her comforter dry cleaned, and so she'd get in her bed, and it made it worse.
Oh, my God.
They picked up this comforter, they removed it from the laboratories in hazmat suits. Chemical toxicity.
Yes, toxicity. They do, and they have that little shower that they have to go through, too. Like,
yes.
Yes.
Toxicity, low frequency. It's such a big part of the problem. You know, people can repair their bodies in multiple ways. They can clean up the way they think. You know, every thought has a vibration.
Right.
Because every thought creates an emotion. And, again, back to those neuropeptides.
Okay.
If you're having a happy thought, then and it's not just happy thoughts. It has to be true thoughts. There are people who have completely restored, tumors disappeared, when they finally have said, I have had enough of this, and said what they really wanted to say, where they had repressed anger for years.
Yeah. I have found that a lot with my RSD coaching because, you know, you basically have to go way back and bring the person through a lot of different things that have happened that they put under lock and key in order for them to work through it all. Yeah.
Well, and you know, some of the most critical issues that a person has, the brain doesn't remember it. I remember hearing Dr. Candace Pert. I work with a lot of executive corporate people, and I ask them, so you're a CEO. Did you really plan to have a four-year-old run your 401k, your marriage, and your business? And they look at me like I've had three heads, and I say, look, when we go through the process and we find the thing that really holds them back, it's usually something that happened back then.
Yep.
That's so cool that you can do it. Pardon?
It's so cool that you can do it down to, like, the nth moment.
It is. And because the information is there, we use a process that allows us to go right to that information. Your brain has all the files. And when we can access those files, by doing this comprehensive system where we're cleaning out the garbage, we're turning down the stress and the circuitry, we strengthen every organ and system and circuit that was weakened, then we teach the new stress-free pattern, because if you teach the brain a few times in a row, it'll learn the new pattern.
Right.
You know, have you ever moved offices or homes, and you get in the car and you're thinking about other stuff and you drive to the old place?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an unconscious behavior. It's just a habit pattern. So when we do this and then we combine, like when people are coming in from other places, that, you know, they're going to come in, they're going to spend 3 or 4 days, we do everything to them. One of the key things that we do is this process that we go to the specific point in time, and one by one we knock them off. And then when they go back to wherever they live, they can maintain with the air sterilization, the therapeutic performance formulas, because those raise the vibration in the body. It not only affects performance like brain function or sleep or autoimmune, but it raises the cellular frequency. You know, on a scale of 0 to 1,000, Dr. David Hawkins charted the frequency of emotions. And 0 basically is dead, and 1,000 is enlightenment. The therapeutic compounds all vibrate in the high 990s. So people can repair their bodies just with that.
Wow.
Then we can do long-distance sessions. We can do phone sessions to continue the process of cleaning up the things that are in the brain. The
right.
body knows how to repair itself. We only have to turn off the stress. I recommend to people who, again, are far away, maybe they can't come, say what you really want to say. Stay away from low-frequency those low vibration, energy sucking black hole people in your life.
I love that.
The judgmental ones. And for people who want to lose weight, never eat with a judgmental person, ever.
Because
your body
that.
Won't process it.
Oh, God. I have a family member that is like that, and every time you sit down to dinner, it's negative, 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 their way or no way, you know.
Yes. I just will not eat with those people. So, you know, you have to have your standards. And the low-frequency people can come in a lot of different shapes. There are the obvious gripey, whiny, grumpy, negative ones. But then there are also the needy ones that make you feel obliged or guilty. Guilt and shame are the lowest vibration emotions. Guilt has never produced anything positive,
nope.
Ever.
Nope.
And I tell people, you know, listen to your heart. If being around a person or that thought going through your head makes you feel guilty, stop thinking that one. Look for something higher. What would you rather have?
Victoria, I have to ask you, how much do these treatments cost, and does insurance pay?
You took both of the questions that I had been getting, like, bing, 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 bing.
I haven't been able to say anything because it's so interesting. There's no place to interject.
I know, and I really should get a job that I like, don't you think? It's hard to get a word in edgewise, you know, wind me up and I never stop. I have been told by the coding specialist with Texas Medical Association on a number of occasions that the treatments are codable. It depends on if your practitioner trains in the technology, absolutely it can be paid by insurance. I have just started a new campaign working directly with insurance companies, lawmakers, trying to get this information. Because, you know, when I look at, here's a person with long-term severe chronic pain and chronic illness. They're going to be on those medications the rest of their lives. That's what they've been told. And so when I ask the one question, 100% of the time, who really wants these people to get completely well? Well, the first thing that pops in my mind is the insurance companies.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're paying for it.
Exactly.
So I have put together some new programs. I'm hoping to have a meeting with the new insurance commissioner of the state and have had a meeting with a different commissioner. But we're hoping to implement some programs that are going to let everybody win. The patient wins. They can get off those medications.
Oh my God.
The insurance companies win. Doctors are now one of the people that may be calling in is a practitioner from the Utah State Prison System. She's also an officer, and she said to me, she came to me because her son was addicted to pain medications, and mine was the only program that she could find that would help people with addiction without giving them other medications.
Uh-huh.
And she said, do you know how many doctors are doing time right now? And some of these are innocent doctors. The judge decided we are sick and tired of seeing our own grandkids come through here addicted to pain medications. We're going to make an example of these doctors. So, you know, the doctors are in a very liable situation because until now they don't have a lot of other options. It's not that they're not doing their jobs. They just don't know it exists.
Right.
And giving people medication-free, pain-free, surgery-free technologies. Now, there obviously surgery is necessary for many, many things, but sometimes the surgeries are just the last resort because they don't know what else to try.
Exactly.
Giving doctors the ability to actually treat this effectively takes them out of that very liable risk category. So my objective is to get it to as many doctors, as many practitioners, wellness practitioners. It's not a medical technology, so it can be done through a spa. It can be done through a massage therapist. Whoever wants to do the training can do the training, provided they have the same objective that I have, which is to do it correctly and to make sure that the patient gets or the client gets the results. Because when they come to me, they get the results. Nobody leaves my space in pain. It's not acceptable to me.
Uh-huh.
And the initial treatment is $450. That also includes about 2 hours of consultation time and
mm-hmm.
testing. The treatments after that are $250.
Mm-hmm.
Most people come in and they only need a series of treatments for these. You know, they might have been suffering 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
The man that was on all the morphine and hydrocodone, after about 3 weeks, I only treated him 5 times total over a 2.5 week period. And he was being interviewed. It was just, there's a documentary being filmed, and so he agreed to be interviewed. And he said, you know, I have no pain. I'm just here because the treatments feel really great. And I said I would show up. So I spoke with his daughter about 6 weeks later, and she said that he had safely weaned himself. He was down to 1 hydrocodone and was slowly, because even though the people have no pain when they leave, they must, absolutely must, talk with their practitioner who knows what medications they're taking, how long they've been taking them, and the safe way to slowly wean themselves. But people are pain-free when they leave. Their body learns the new pattern of high frequency, of low toxicity, and it repairs itself. So the answer is practitioners from anywhere can come. I use a lot of hypnosis and NLP when I train. Our facility is absolutely gorgeous by design. When people come in and everyone, when they walk in, they go, wow, it feels so wonderful in here. Well, of course, they learn faster. The brain can absorb and maintain more information.
Mm-hmm.
So we take what would normally be a 400-hour training, and a person can learn it in 40 hours. And when they learn it, when they leave, they know it. There are a couple of practitioners who have come from Australia and the Ukraine, and their interviews are on the website, and they said, you know, I don't give out paperwork. They learn the treatments. At the end, they get the paperwork, and they say, do I know this? Yes, I do. All of this. It's like fun. It's relaxing. It's enjoyable. People leave feeling like they've been on vacation.
I am so coming to see you.
I am so happy that you're coming to see me.
You are not that far from me, and there's a lady in the chat room that wants to come all the way from Seattle to see you.
I've had people come from other countries, and, you know, one woman who had 4 stage 4 cancers watched some show on a Mexican channel that had my technology on it. I don't know how. but she came from Houston. They brought her twice a week for 3 weeks. And I saw her, because of her situation being so critical, I saw her in the morning and the afternoon for 3 weeks, twice a week. And my question to her was, she said, they've done everything. You know, she had the oxygen machine, her whole family. There were like 10 people that came with her. And I said, do you want to live? Not everybody does. And it's, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's a temp job. We're not here all that long.
That's true.
And she said, yes, I want to live.
When somebody to you with something like, with a condition like cancer, and you give them a treatment like that, you can, it's relatively easy to diagnose or follow improvement. But what if somebody comes to you that has like Parkinson's or lupus or even MS, which I have? How can you measure the improvement that, or how can you even? I don't understand what you would do for somebody with an autoimmune disease like Parkinson's or MS.
We do the exact same treatment on everyone, with the exception if a person doesn't have chronic pain, we don't do the pain elimination part of it. But we do the same treatment to everyone because what we're affecting is reducing stress, toxicity, and low frequency. We're cleaning up all the noise. We're retraining all the circuitry. The body repairs itself. I'm not healing your body. Your body heals itself. We've had people with Parkinson's that the very first treatment, the trembles stop. For some, it takes a little longer. It depends on where they are. It depends on, you know, what has happened over what period of time. But the way people know that it's working is all the symptoms disappear. I have people here in Dallas who only used the treatment that was on ABC News back in 2006. They had MRIs stating that they must have multiple surgeries to ever be out of pain. Back pain, plantar fasciitis, hormones off the charts, severe insomnia, depression. They're symptom-free, medication-free 5 years.
Wow. Wow. And I am so sorry, but, you know, we have, like, less than 2 minutes.
Huh. I'm such a talker. You just, it's hard to shut me up.
No, like, I didn't even realize it until just now. I was like, oh, nuts and bolts, only 2 minutes. You have got to come back.
I am happy to come back. I knew as an infant that I was meant to bring massive change to the planet, and for most of my life I felt driven that there was still something missing. This is it, and I'm implementing this into reducing healthcare costs. I'm trying to implement this into corporate productivity enhancement programs. You know, it belongs everywhere. It belongs in the companies. It belongs in the churches. It belongs in medical and alternative. And my objective is to get it to as many suffering people as possible. We had 10,000 phone calls when we were featured on ABC News.
Ooh,
and just in the first 72 hours, this went on for months and months and months.
Mm-mm-mm.
My objective first is to take it nationally and then globally. So anything that anybody listening can do to help us do that, I'm ready to join with you to do that, because this works every time. Providing the person wants to get better, it does work. And sometimes they want to get better and then they kind of freeze. We also have something that helps that.
Good. Do you help them get out of the victim mode?
Absolutely, because that's a very low frequency. And we are able to show them, even those who are suffering terribly and are used to that victim mode, that look how they've gotten through. Look how powerful they are. And we reverse that victim into success, into powerful.
Is there any information that you would send out to somebody that would like to, like, give information to their physicians, or have their physicians put the information in their guest waiting room, or anything like
that? I could certainly do that. My website has about 200 pages of information. They are upgrading some structural things, so a few of the links I noticed this morning aren't working right now, but they should have the rest of those up and running. But there are about 200 pages right now of detailed information about how things work. And anybody who wants their practitioner or their doctor to bring this technology in, have them feel free to call me. They can email me at victoria@thephysiciansinstitute.com. I'm happy to, you know, I think my phone number is under practitioners wanting to learn this technology.
It is.
The phone number, 972-677-7199. Usually will go, it's part of the research facility, but it will go to a voicemail and somebody will call them back. But if people want to come in and be treated, we have been known to be open 15 hours a day, 7 days a week, whatever it takes.
Awesome, because I'm definitely wanting to get some information, because my physicians are not in the Abilene area, because I don't trust them. They have not proven to me that they are able to take care of anybody that has RSD or any kind of chronic pain. So I go all the way to Dallas, Fort Worth, and to Dallas.
Well, we are a few blocks from the Galleria. We have half the ninth floor of one of the high-rise buildings. It's an amazing space, and I'm so excited to get this to every practitioner. You know, everybody wins.
Definitely.
The doctors win, the employers of the person who has been suffering, the family of the person who's been suffering.
Yeah, employers,
the insurance companies,
now,
everybody.
Yeah, and like you said, employers, especially because now that employee is able to spend more time at the job and not at home.
That's right. And the cost to employers,
ooh,
when they have a person that's not present,
mm-hmm,
is off the charts.
Yeah.
Some of the statistics on what it costs the world when one person has chronic pain, it is almost hard to fathom.
Yeah.
But, you know, then every other person in the department has to take up for that person who's missing.
Exactly.
And they get angry and resentful, and then morale drops. And, you know, the thing is, when people are suffering, whether they're exhausted, if they're in pain, if their hormones are just raging, they're not themselves. They're not productive. They're not giving. They don't have 100%, so they're certainly not giving it to their employers.
Mm-hmm.
And I consult with a lot of elite executives in a private type of consultation. And I've recently set up employee programs so that, you know, the average employee can get their life back and become productive. And, you know, everybody wins. It's all about that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like my husband is the marketing company president for West Texas of U-Haul. And they pay their employees to do things like when they're over the limit for their weight loss. You know, they'll pay for them to go have their weight loss programs done, or they'll pay for their non-smoking so that their insurance will be reduced. And, you know, that, I mean, that's a wonderful incentive for them to even incorporate, and think of the mass of people that would incorporate. Wow.
Well, and what I've really started to see is that if we work together with insurance providers and the employers, they can create combinations that are more like a wellness program, where instead of having that low deductible so that you can afford to get the treatment when you get really sick, that you have the pre-tax accounts and you have very high deductible. So, you know, if you do have that catastrophe, it's covered. People can get, not only just get well after they're in pain, but they can raise the quality of their health universally.
Yeah, like,
you know,
we like
brain
to say,
function.
Love living life again.
Yes. You know, to have that youthful vigor, to have vitality and strength and brain function, mental clarity and focus. You know, we work with things like ADD and dyslexia. We get kids in, for instance, and if this has not been a long-term problem for them, most of the time we repair it in a five-minute exercise that we teach the child to do for themselves, because we have a way to test if the brain circuits are connecting. And often it has to do with frequency. You know, 1,000 years ago, we didn't have electricity. We didn't have all these signals that are bombarding us. You know, cell signals go through the walls. Satellite signals go through the walls. We, right now, your body is being bombarded with thousands of electrical frequency signals. Well, we're electrical beings.
Yep.
And it affects all the circuitry. So we teach people how to keep their circuitry strong, how to reset the circuits for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, my objective is not to keep them coming back to me every day. There's not enough hours in the day. So,
exactly.
You know, we basically reset them. We get a, you know, new factory reset mode, and we teach them how to maintain. And, you know, they'll come in for light treatments because they feel amazing, and they continue with the formulas and diffusion. But that just becomes a staple in their life.
Yeah, not a necessity.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's like water. In our culture, people drink water when they're thirsty. Well, they're already dehydrated. They've missed the point. So they go for help when they're already falling apart. We want to keep them going and vibrant. And aging, you know, we age prematurely, especially in this country.
Yes,
Europeans look at us and say, stupid Americans.
I know. And you all think you're so smart.
Yeah, we hit the ground running. We don't rest in the middle of the day. We don't dine. They just think we're idiots.
Exactly.
I saw a doctor today that she's been involved with a lot of treatment outside the box for me not just medical treatment for MS, but, you know, the naturopathy and stuff like that. And she's very open to hearing something like this. And I'm going to have her listen to today's show, because I would not doubt that she would not be one that would be interested in incorporating this into her practice.
That would be great.
I'm
going to
give
right
out
now,
your website.
Yes.
Over the air, because I've given it in the chat room several times into all my pop-up, and it is listed in the description of the show where they can just click on your name and it'll go to your website. But her website for everybody is www.vitalfrequency.com. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, right now we have practitioners from Australia, the Ukraine, and Canada. And, again, they only found me because they saw me in some conference working on somebody. So,
Were they listening to a show like this?
My objective is to get this in every major city in the United States as soon as possible because it works every time. Everybody wins. By using this technology, the doctors can now see their patients just for wellness checks.
Yeah,
they don't have to see this miserable person that they can't help.
Exactly. And then the healthcare reform that the government would have to worry about would be basically nil and none.
Yes. And, you know, there's a big issue because with this new system, there's such a shortage of primary care physicians, and a lot of physicians are really being pressured and stressed with the Medicare cuts and so many things. It has become a true living nightmare for them, and many doctors are looking for other things to do.
Yep. I don't blame them. They have to survive too. What do you do?
How are they going to put their kids through college if they're having to see people? And, you know, what has happened with the coding is an issue. One of my objectives is to get a CPT code for this process. The problem with the codes is that some insurance companies will cover certain codes and some insurance companies cover other codes. Over time, a lot of the codes have been misused. They've been used sort of in the gray area. So something that as a code for a doctor that paid $100 might pay $3.41 now. So the doctors are really getting the tough end of that. The insurance companies, you know, it's that blame game thing. Everybody pushes the button, blames somebody else. But, you know, the insurance companies, people say, oh, it's their fault.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the insurance industry, their profit margin is 3%, and they are responsible to their shareholders. It only takes one person in a company. You know the guy, same guy who trashes this rental car and fills his plate 12 times at a buffet.
Needs sideboards on that one plate that they do use.
Exactly. Well, he's the one that gets every medical treatment available through the insurance plan.
Exactly.
And then when it's time to renew the plan, the costs go up. So either the employer shops for cheaper plans, which gives you less service, the costs go up. The services go down, and it isn't, you know, it's not the fault of the insurance company. So it's time for us all to work together, you know, instead of pushing against and pointing the finger.
Exactly. I like that because I have got the perfect song for the close of the show. It's that I Just Want to Be Okay.
I
love that song. I just want to. They use it on that commercial with the dog and his dog bone.
Yes.
The name of that insurance, I'm not going to say. Uh-oh, Chris just kind of clicked out. I guess his battery may have died on his phone. But I guess we'll go ahead and close out the show. And I am definitely going to have Meg contact you and reschedule a show with you. I know that we're booked up into May. I know she's scheduling in May now.
Okay.
But I will definitely.
I would love to. And if at any point you have one of those last minute it fails, call me.
Okay.
I'm pretty flexible.
Awesome.
I'm dedicated to get the information out to people. And for all your listeners, if they have questions, they can email me. I will respond. Feel free to leave a message for me, and I will call them back. I want people to get the information. It's time for the people suffering needlessly. It's time for that to end.
That's right.
So
that's
feel free to go to the website. The phone numbers are listed, and I would love to talk to you.
That's awesome. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your being with us today. I'm like so, you know how you just kind of, you just kind of can breathe again.
Yes,
you know?
I do.
I love it. It just, I'm so stoked. I even put that in the chat room. I'm so stoked. I want to do this so bad. I am so going to put this on my plate for when I can get up there to do this. I'm just
and know this, if you know weekends are when you can get here.
Mm-hmm.
Weekends are fine. Every day is the same to me. My whole life is dedicated to getting this information out. So
love
to see you then.
Okay, awesome. Well, Victoria, thank you so much, and I am so looking forward to your return and to meeting you in person and doing these treatments and on and on and on. I am so looking forward to our relationship continuing, most definitely.
I am too. Thank you, Marla, so much.
Thank you. Everybody have a great, great weekend. Make it an amazing weekend, especially every weekend or every day. And come back on Tuesday with us at the same bat channel, same bat time. And everybody, just be blessed. We love y'all. We appreciate each and every one of you. A special shout to my good friends, Kirk, Eric, and the family. God bless you all. We love you. And God bless everybody that listens and that listens live and on the recorded versions. We appreciate each and every one of you. And then, like I said, we do these shows for y'all. So if you have any comments or questions, please submit them. We'll listen. We're not. I'm trying to find the song. I'm like pausing.
trying to find the song.
Oh, I found it. Okay. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. God bless.